This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 485, and today we're going to be continuing the four C's of mental strength. But before we get into that, last week we talked about challenge, and just a quick review on challenge. So there are two parts to the challenge component of mental strength. The first one is I will take risks. I will push myself. I am driven to succeed. This is essential. So we need to keep challenging ourselves. So basically you can look at I will take risks as I will step out of my comfort zone. And I will push myself, meaning that it's going to feel uncomfortable and you're going to get used to being comfortable with being uncomfortable, and that you are driven to succeed. That is, nothing's going to get in your way. The second part is I will learn from my experience. Even setbacks are opportunities for learning. Basically, this means that there is no failure, just feedback. And when we look at the results we get from taking action, and there is always a result, even if we don't do anything, that's a result. So we look at all the results we get from taking action, and we find the learnings in it. We find the positives in it. And learnings are what we have taken away from the experience to help us move forward next time. Learnings are not, I will not do this again, I will not do that again, or I'm not going to date this type of person. Those are not learnings, because it's what you don't want to do. Learnings are what you will do and how you will move forward. So the third one of the four C's of mental strength is confidence. And there are two parts to confidence, coincidentally. The first one is you have confidence in your abilities. And the second one is you possess strong interpersonal confidence. So when you look at having confidence in your abilities, there are those folks that are able to do the job, able to do the task, right? They're skilled enough to do it, but they don't believe they can do it. So that would be a lack of confidence in your abilities. And then there are those who don't have a lot of abilities, but believe they can get this job done because they're of their mental strength. Now imagine when you combine both, that you know you're capable and you know you can get something done. That's confidence. That is, so doing, getting a job done when you have confidence in your abilities and then step forward and get that job done, that is one level of confidence. There's another level of confidence that no matter what happens, you're going to be okay. So if it's at work, you're going to present an opportunity, or you're going to go for a sales call. No matter what happens, you're going to be okay. So you can articulate, you can stand up, you can be confident in your approach because you know you're going to be okay. Often when we hold back our confidence, it's because we're afraid of something going to happen. We're going to be criticized. We're going to be they're going to say no. They're going to find something wrong with what we're offering. Or you go up to ask somebody out for a date, they're going to say no. So when we lack confidence, we don't execute on what we want, what we desire, what we move closer towards. But with confidence, if you know you're going to be okay, even if they say no, you know you're going to be okay, then you can have the confidence to ask the request, whether it's a sales request, whether it's a negotiation for a car or a house, or perhaps asking somebody out on a date.
If you know that you're going to be okay regardless of what the answer is, man, you can have some great confidence going into that. You say what you want, you talk about it, you ask for it, and you have that. Now, if somebody gives you a job to do, let's say you're at work and there's a new project that has to happen, and you may not have the skills, but you know you can learn the skills, then you go, yes, I'm going to take this job on because I know I can learn the skills. I know I can do it. And this is really important in today's environment when you're interviewing for a job, because the confidence that you have, many people are changing careers. And what I'm hearing with my clients is, well, I've never done that job before. And I go, most people, before they get the job they have never done that job. But it's the ones that are confident that they can learn the job that get it. Yes, it may help if you have experience in that. But the reality is, if you have the confidence to be able to learn that, you can articulate that in your interview and that will come across. So that confidence in your abilities to learn, your abilities of a growth mindset, your abilities to take on challenges. So when you have that confidence, you can be presented with any opportunity and staying strong in that confidence, knowing that you're going to be okay. So the second part is you possess interpersonal confidence. And that means that your success really depends on how well you can take criticism. If you think criticism, if you're being attacked by it and you respond emotionally to it, that is not really a typical strength of interpersonal confidence. Right? You want to be able to feel that you can take the criticism, understand it. You don't have to accept it. You know, there's sometimes that people have a bias around one thing or another. So criticism doesn't mean they're right and you're wrong. It just means in their eyes, there's something different that you could have done. And when you're able to have that interpersonal confidence and take that criticism, accept it, look at the product or look at the service or look at the event that you're doing, working with, and perhaps make some changes. Or even you're able to articulate your position idea with poise and self-assurance. So let's say you take this criticism, you're standing strong going, I understand what you're saying, and in my perspective, this is what we're going to do. And you have that confidence to stand behind your decision. Now, there is this fine line between being arrogant and the ego getting involved, or being confident in your skills, your abilities, articulating why you're going to get something done. And if somebody challenges you, acknowledge it, but then it's also up to you to help them understand why you're doing this. And this is that confidence. And often, this is where people will fall short in career achievement, career advancement, is they're not able to stand up for themselves, for lack of a better word, when faced with a question. So their boss or their boss's boss might say, why are you doing it this way? I would have done it the other way. And they collapse, they fold, they go, okay, I'll do it that way. In reality, subconsciously, that might have been just a test to see how confident you are in your abilities and in your skills and what you can do. So when we have this interpersonal confidence, I mean, you know it. You know when somebody walks in the room and they're confident. And there's a difference between confidence and cocky. But when you have that confidence and you are able to stand in your own power and accept the criticism and have the courage to change because of that criticism, or have the confidence and courage to stand firm, then you will get that respect. Then you will get the date you're asking for. Then you will get the promotion. Then those other things will happen. So this interpersonal confidence is huge in personal development, professional development, achieving more in life, doing things that you want to do, because you can stand strong in your position and articulate it. So it's just standing strong in your position doesn't mean being stubborn, or it can be stubborn, but if you're able to articulate with poise and self-assurance, then that's confidence, right? I'm not going to change because I don't want to. That's being stubborn. That's not confidence. That's not self-assurance. So if you're replying back to somebody, yes, I understand your position. That makes a lot of sense from that perspective. However, I've looked at it from all these perspectives, and this is the best way to move forward. And you stay with it, and you take action. Now, again, with that confidence, you need to have the courage and the ability, the challenge, right? When you challenge yourself with that, is to, if things don't work out, admit it and correct and continue. But if it does work out, you don't rub it in the other person's face either. So the confidence is, you know, your skills, your abilities, and able to articulate that with poise and self-assurance, and at the same time being able to take criticism, if you will, or feedback. Maybe we don't like the word criticism because we feel we're being attacked, but to do feedback. So that is the confidence part of mental strength. Next time, we're going to finish up with control. And for more information and see the show notes here, please visit warriormindcoach.com. And please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, all under the name Warrior Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.